Being back with LDW is such a wonderful thing, and I am truly looking forward to filling out my sissy stable once more. Needed immediately, a sexy French maid for amusement and cleaning. And I mean cleaning more than my strap-on, sissykins. That is going to be an entirely different training assignment. I'd like to begin with the dress code. Now, many sissies get lost in the sexy lace pinafores or the sweet pink or beige collar that encases a proper sissy's neck. But they forget about the one thing that counts the most, and that's neatness. So I'm going to give you a delightful little checklist. Now, curtsy deeply, get out your pens with the pink fur on top, open up that glitter notebook, and let's get started. Shoes. Look down. Look into them. Can you see your reflection in the patent leather? If the answer is no, I want you to shine them again. Your stockings. Now, no runs is an obvious one. But how about your seams? If you're having an issue and your seams are askew, what I want you to do is add a dollop of sweet-smelling lotion to your fingers and run them up the back of your seams in a straight line. Easy peasy, they're going to stay perfect all day long. Now your garter belt. Look, no cheesy two-strap garter belt in Ms. Jane's world. Six-strap minimum in my house. Now I want you to measure them to make sure that they are equally spaced. Panties. Pay close attention now, sissies. Roomba panties are a crucial part of the wardrobe. The rufflier the better. Satin panties are worn only with my express permission. Thongs, that's a whole nother story. Contact me. Your pinafore or your crinoline. I will accept either, but they must be full enough that when you bend over, the rumba panties stick out. Test this in a mirror before presenting yourself to me. Now your actual maid's dress. Here is your chance to show some self-expression. I will accept a variety of colors and styles. They must be approved, however. You need to check my blog or my page at themistressannex.com, get my email address, and send me the pictures of them. Then I will approve them, or say no, try again. Your collar. As always, your collar is decided by me. When you get it, how you get it, what it looks like. Contact me at my email address for further information about that. Now, I know that this probably has your head all aflutter, dear sissy. You're probably quite eager to get to the net and Google the words maid costume to find the perfect one for you. In the spirit of your excitement, this will be all for this lesson. However, do not think that accessories, makeup, and hair are not of importance. They are, and I'm going to be covering that in future lessons. You can learn more about me by going to dominationphonesexcalls.com. That is my blog. You can also find me at themistressannex.com. Or for a superlative sissy session, you can call me at 1-800-601-7259 and just ask for Empress Jane. That's all for today, sissykins. I hope you enjoyed this.